Lily's face contorted in pain, and Clark reached for her hand.
Please.
Lily's voice was ragged. I'm sorry. Clark gave Lily's fragile hand a gentle squeeze as tears began to trickle down her cheeks. I can't. Lily's eyes grew wide, and Clark inhaled sharply. Lil? But Lily remained silent, staring at something only she could see. Something that filled her eyes with terror. The physical pain racking Lily's body was terrible, Clark knew, but the hallucinations, the demons who were with her every moment, hovering at her bedside, were worse.
No more.
Clark closed her eyes. The guilt and remorse she'd feel could never compare to Lily's pain. It'd be selfish to let her own fear prevent her from bringing her friend the peace she wanted, the respite from pain she deserved. Her whole body was trembling so hard, she could barely remove the vial from her pocket, let alone fill the syringe. She stood next to the bed and clasped Lily's hand with one arm, using the other to position the needle over Lily's vein.
Sleep well, Lil, she whispered.
Lily nodded and gave Clark a smile that she knew would be burned into her brain for the rest of her life.
Thank you.
Clark held Lily's hand for the next few minutes it took for her friend to slip away. Then she rose and placed her fingers against Lily's still warm neck, searching for a pulse. She was gone. Clark sank to the damp ground, gasping as her lungs reached desperately for the cool air, then rolled onto her side. Through the tears blurring her vision, she could make out the shapes of people standing all around her, their dark, featureless silhouettes still and quiet. Her best friend, the only person who truly knew Clark, who knew what she had done to Lily and still loved her. Talia had told her to make things right with Wells tonight, and then Wells had held Clark back while they watched Talia die.
I'm so sorry, Clark, Wells was saying, reaching for her.
She pushed his hand away.
I can't believe you,
she said, her voice cold and quiet. Rage billowed in her chest, as if there were flames inside her that needed only fury and grief to blaze into an inferno.
There was no way you'd make it, Wells stammered. I couldn't let you go. You would have been killed.
So you let Talia die instead. Because you get to decide who lives and who dies. He started to protest, but she kept going, shaking with rage.
Tonight was a mistake. You destroy everything you touch.
Clark, please, But she just stood up, shaking the bits of cinder from her clothes, and walked into the forest without looking back. They all had ash in their lungs and tears in their eyes. But Wells had blood on his hands.